What's up, guys? I'm still eating.
It's crazy. He finished the last podcast eating, I'm pretty sure. And we're starting this one off eating. And I don't believe he has stopped between then and now, which is approximately a week. So
yeah, correct. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. So you've just been eating the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have an issue. I should probably see a doctor. But we're here.
True.
Follow us on Twitter at LoserQPod.
Yeah, and MySpace.
Yep. Follow us on Apple Podcast and Apple Music.
Yep.
Say the line.
Album soon. That's the line. Sure. I almost forgot about it.
Sads, mads, blads, bads.
Even.
There's too many ads.
Wait, the email word is losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We got that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I'm going to check it right now. Wait.
Yeah, I'm currently trying to tally
the fuck?
Up. Huh?
I don't have it anymore.
He didn't Hold have up. It. He didn't bring it.
It's like my shit fucking update and was like, hey, Wayne got it.
Okay. So, how do we want to start this one off?
Let's talk about Mexico.
Let's talk.
And the aliens.
The aliens? Okay, first of all, not real. Just to clarify.
Correct.
Just to start it off.
Correct.
Not real.
Correct.
No shot. It's a little too convenient that the little green men that they found look exactly like every little green man presented in film. Like, it's like the most stereotypical looking alien you've ever seen.
I know.
Like,
okay, listen.
Try.
Listen, I went into it thinking like...
It's real.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay. Okay, like, I want to go in, you know, like, you know, happy. or believing it, you know?
Oh, okay. Believing.
Yeah, you know.
But not happy, just to clarify. Or were you happy?
Sorry. I was almost happy.
Okay.
But I, you know, then I... Oh, what the fuck? I didn't add it. All right, I'll have to deal with it later. I went into it with an open mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I wanted to believe it. And then I saw them, and I was like, oh, this is never real.
Yeah. This is ET. They look blatantly fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy that there were people that believed it. I guess it's not crazy, because, you know, there's people like that on the internet, so.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. You're just what? I can hear you smacking
your
lips. It's just...
we're here.
Yeah, no, yeah. Anyways, I think...
So...
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch did you watch Moist Critical?
No.
Okay, well, he made a video on it, and his dad is, like, an alien fanatic, so to say. You know, he's in on the alien stuff.
Uh-huh.
The guy saw this and he was like, come on. But there's a follow-up video like literally like 8 hours later. And he's like, oh, this shit is a hoax, because there's this other YouTube channel that it's not like Mythbusters, but the guy like, you know, proves the shit is real or not.
Uh-huh.
And this shit was like proven fake. Like those exact two things were proven fake like 2 years ago. What year is it? Yeah, in 2021.
Right.
So
2 years.
So, you know, the guy that the, you know, Mexican government platformed, so to say, is a fraud, is a, you know, hoaxer.
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
I believe everyone will be shocked by this information.
Mm-mm.
The whole thing is, it's very strange to me. Like, It's kind of like, what was it? Was it like last month or the month before where the U.S. government officially, like, or there was like a hearing with the one dude who was like formerly a part of like the government or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like spewing all this stuff, but like there was, it was all just fucking word of mouth. Like he was just saying this shit. Like, I don't know.
No, he like worked on that stuff. Yeah. He like, I mean, his job was to investigate, like, I don't know, non-human encounters. That's like what they kind of called that.
Right, but I don't know. I think he was spewing a lot of bullshit too. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, and he couldn't like present any proof either.
Yeah, because he's a former government official.
Right, he's sworn,
and
he can't.
Uh-huh.
Can't leak it.
So right. He can. Well, the shit that, you know, he knows can he can't what's it called? He can't reveal that information because otherwise, you know, he'll go to jail. And he's like, right. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah. I you know, they're gonna have to show me. You know? It's gotta be more believable than the fake little green men that the Mexican government presented, and it's gotta be more real than what this guy was saying, because he could also just be crazy. And we can't.
I don't think that guy's crazy.
He might be. You don't know.
I believe that.
You just muted yourself. Danny doesn't believe anything.
I had to blow my nose. Why did you say that?
What do you mean? You were in the middle of a sentence. Right. You just cut yourself off. I'm not saying you should blow your nose. I'm just, it's such a weird time to do it.
I'm not muting ever again.
You cut yourself off. You might as well not. You've been talking with your mouth full the entire podcast. You're going to do it again in about 5 seconds.
It's all gone, man.
Oh, wow. It's all gone. Until 5 seconds later when
wait.
You're shoving your face with food again.
Just you fucking wait.
Anyways, aliens, possibly real. The stuff that I've been seeing.
No. Aliens are definitely real. The shit that they've been showing us, the shit that the Mexican government, the guy that they platformed, not showing us real stuff.
Right. Aliens are probably real. I'm not denying that in any way. But I don't think that anything that anyone has said or shown is true. Obviously, the Mexican government stuff, fake. The stuff that the guy was saying in that hearing, I'm not fully bought into that either. I do believe that there is probably other life out there, though. It's not a question to me. I think that the evidence that's being presented is, it's not enough for me, you know, to be like, that's it. I now fully believe it.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. Some other people see it differently.
Yeah, I believe that guy more than, obviously, the fake aliens.
I mean, I guess if I had to pick between the two, yeah, sure, I'd go with that guy, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to pick between the two. So, it's just that simple.
All right, we're in.
We're in. We've been in, actually, for about, let me see what it says, 8 minutes. Never not been in during
all
those
right,
8
sorry.
Minutes.
I've just re-added the podcast email to my email, so then I can just switch between. All right, aliens are out there. They're watching us now.
More than you think they're watching us, like right now.
They're listening to this podcast, as should other people that you know.
I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I believe most people should be listening to this podcast because we really put on quite the show.
That's one way to put it.
Speaking of quite the show.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little football?
Foosball.
Foosball.
Is there?
First of all, I wanted to tally up how many we got correct.
Oh yeah! I want to do that too, cause
I think you won.
Let's post the record like in our Discord so we know.
Yeah, I planned on doing that already. So I'm trying to think of like an easy way to do this without like, I guess like I need to be able to like edit this. Hang on, Hold up.
Oh, what do you mean?
I wanted to be able to edit the image that I'm looking at right now with all the scores and the finals from week one. So why don't I just like, could you maybe just write down all the winners? And I'll just write down all the winners. So let me do this. So we got I'm just gonna do it like this. And
okay.
We'll just go from there. I'm just currently typing them in the Discord. I also think you won this week. I could be wrong, but I could be right. Just looking at it at a glance, I think you have more right than I do.
These are all the winners?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
a few more games.
Oh man, they're all out of order of what we have here.
I know. I'm doing them by the order that they are on Google.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
So, looking at this, I believe you have more right than me here. Let me see how many I got right.
Let's see. How many games are there each week?
16 games? 32 teams. Every team played this week. 16 yeah. games, should be.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
16. I think I lost. Does this make me a fraud? First question.
No.
Do I not know ball? Okay.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, we'll just go with that. We'll write it off to that. So I've got the fact that it's not in order. It's hurting my brain. I should have done this before we started.
Yeah.
this is just nasty business. I could just pause and we could come back.
I didn't think about it. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We're back. The scores have been tallied.
Yeah.
So Dan got 9 out of 16 correct, and I got 8 out of 16 correct. My correct picks were the Falcons beating the Panthers, the Ravens beating the Texans, the Bucks beating the Vikings, the Saints beating the Titans, the 49ers beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Washington Commanders beating the Cardinals, the Eagles beating the Patriots, and the Cowboys beating the Giants. Danny's correct were Lions over the Chiefs, Browns over the Bengals, Bucks over the Vikings, Saints over the Titans. Oh, wait, no. I'm looking at my...
No,
sorry.
Not that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, hang on. Running it back. Danny's correct were Lions over the Chiefs, Browns over the Bengals, Jags over the Colts, 49ers over the Steelers, Commanders over the Cardinals, Packers over the Bears, Raiders over
Easy.
The Broncos. Yeah, okay. Jets over the Bills and Rams over the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And that is that.
That's week one.
That's week one in the books. How did you feel about your picks going into it, Dan, on the day of, while watching the football?
I don't know. It was kind of 50-50. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know none of this shit.
Sure.
But I felt like I had a little bit of a better, idea going into it.
Going into this week?
Yeah.
You think so? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. I think there's one I want to change.
He's built for the pick'ems now. He's geared up.
Yeah. I think there's one I want to change, though.
Okay. Go ahead and change it.
Actually, there's two. Uh-oh. I don't know how to do this. I never had to do this before.
What, you gotta, like, change a markup that you did or something on a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it either. So, I'm just leaving mine as is. But I'm also confident in mine. I've got a perma bias against a specific team. So, they will just always be a loss. So, that one is always pretty easy for me. I pretty much pick against everyone in our division. And I'd like to think I know ball pretty well. For the most part.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I do
right.
let
I only
the
had
divisional
one.
Bias kind of get to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty free. If
I'm
being a realist, Go ahead.
I'm going to share it right now.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold up. Oh my god, I do not care, Discord.
Are you just going to put it straight in the Discord, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, hit me with it.
Alright. Alright, so tonight, got the Vikings over to the Eagles. I don't know, that one was kind of a toss-up. And I was like, Vikings seem pretty good. They lost by one last week, whatever. All Packer fans, so you know, that one's, you know. Unless they're going up against a team where I know they're going to get smoked, I'll probably pick the Packers. Raiders played pretty well last week, so I went with them.
Who are the Packers playing?
Oh, the Falcons.
Yep.
And then Raiders at the Bufflers. I got the Raiders. I think they played pretty well last week.
It's the Bills, not the Bufflers. Yeah, anyway.
The Buffler Bills.
Yep.
And then I got the Tigers.
Yeah, the Tony the Tigers, the Cincinnati
the
Tony
Tigers.
The Tigers
versus the Crows. And the Seabirds at the Lions. I had the Lions. I believe in them. This was one I was 50-50 on. Chargers lost last week. Tennessee lost last week. But my cousin's a Tennessee fan, so we're going to go with them.
This one's Gady's cousin.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Bears did not move me last week.
Yeah.
But the Bucks moved me, so I went with the Bucks this week. If the Bears turn around, then I think that it would be pretty good, and I might switch on them. And then KC versus the
Jaguars.
The Jaguars. I got KC. Nothing there. I kind of went 50-50. I said, let's go with this team here on the left.
Okay.
Wait, weren't they? Wait, they KC
won. The Super
won.
Bowl. They won the,
yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That's why.
I was like, no particular reason, huh? Best quarterback.
And I got the Colts because they have the best kicker in the league. So.
True. That's real.
And then. The Rams used to be in St. Louis, and I've been to St. Louis, so I went with the Rams.
Okay, but the counter argument, the San Francisco 49ers, we've been to San Francisco. I mean,
I've been to St. Louis more times than I've been to.
Okay, valid.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It's like a home away from home almost.
The Giants are fucking ass, so.
True.
So I chose the Cardinals. The Jets. They no longer have Aaron Rodgers, so I'm going to probably bet against them. Zach Wilson he's definitely not built for the moment.
Correct.
This next
they
one.
Did win, they did win week one, though.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
And that helped you get a W.
True. Zach Wilson was throwing bombs and banging moms.
Okay. Dance caught up with the memes.
Yes, sir. And then this is the one I changed on. I was thinking Broncos country, let's ride, but
you went with the Commies.
Yeah, I did go with the Commies. And I have some bias that the Patriots have always been really good, so I chose Patriots
over the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's it for Sunday. Monday, I've got the Saints. I bet against them last week, and I don't think I should have. That's against
that's cool
the Panthers.
Game.
Yeah. And then the Browns at Pittsburgh. I didn't think Pittsburgh was very good last week either. So
yeah, I think they got smoked. It was like 21-3.
Yeah, that's our defense too, man.
Yeah, true. Fucked. It was 30-7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they got steamrolled.
Yeah. So I chose the Browns.
Okay. I like that.
A little bit more confidence in a little bit more reasoning behind some of these.
Gotcha. All right.
Than
so.
And the other ones.
I'm gonna break down my picks real quick. So, the first game tonight, Minnesota versus Philly. I've got Philly winning this one. It's in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is coming off of a very solid season. I do think that their defense is much worse than it was last year.
Yeah.
Their secondary last year was very solid. Their secondary being like cornerbacks, safety, defensive backs. Just for the listener that's, you know, not a football fan, and then Danny.
It's crazy that your first like half is like completely opposite of mine, and then like your second half is like completely the same as mine.
Yeah, I think the second half was a bit easier to pick this week for me, but the first half I didn't. I you know, Green Bay versus Atlanta. I see red when I see one of these teams. That's funny in multiple ways because I hate Green Bay, but also I think Atlanta's thing is like Sea Red or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it might be, never mind, it might be Rise Up. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyways, Rise. I picked the Falcons. I would like to see this team do big things, especially against a team that I hate that much. And it's at home, so Atlanta's got an edge. Buffalo versus Las Vegas. I don't know how the fuck Buffalo lost against Zach Wilson, and I don't think they will lose to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore versus Cincinnati. I just think Baltimore is a more complete team, and Cincinnati looked horrible against a very bad team last week, in my opinion. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not very bad. That Cleveland defense is real, but that Cleveland offense is not. So,
yeah.
Seahawks versus the Detroit Lions. I think Seattle will have a pretty big bounce back game because they kind of lost in an underdog scenario. And I don't know if Detroit is what people think they are. Chargers versus Tennessee. This one kind of feels like a no-brainer. This also feels like another bounce back game for the Chargers.
Fuck, you can't say that when I chose the other team.
Listen, Tennessee, I think, is one of the teams that is projected to be a bottom five team this year. It would not surprise me if they turn out that way.
Yep. Well, I've already sent it in the Discord. Once you send it in the Discord, you can't change anything.
Can't change it. Bears versus Tampa Bay. I have Tampa Bay winning this one. This hurts on multiple levels. I want to be so wrong about this, but I think Tampa Bay will win because
he sees that team on the left, he sees red.
Yeah. It just pisses me off. that one probably pisses me off more than other teams. Tampa Bay, I think, looked pretty okay against a not so great Minnesota defense, and I think our defense is even worse. So I think we're gonna get shredded apart. Let Baker bake.
That too.
There's no way Kansas City's going down 0-2 at the start of the season, because they are Super Bowl champions. And Patrick
unless
maybe I, you know, Jacksonville's a good team. They're no slouch. Mm-hmm. But I don't see Kansas City getting a bad start. Indianapolis versus Houston. I've got the Colts winning this one. Best kicker in the league.
Period.
And I think that they're a promising young team that is somewhat slept on. Anthony Richardson's a pretty exciting player. San Fran versus the Rams. I've got the Rams winning this one. I'm never doubting them again. I can't believe Matt Stafford is as good as he is at the ripe age of 75,000. His shoulder is like in pieces right now, and he's still slinging the ball like he's 20. It's crazy.
Is he now the oldest player, player?
I don't think so. I think he might still be younger than he's definitely younger than Aaron Rodgers. He might be the oldest quarterback not named Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's kind of more what I was
I'm
asking.
I'm looking through them, and I'm not seeing anyone who might be younger, or older.
Yeah,
been quite the youth movement at quarterback lately. So, I think he might be the oldest starting quarterback, assuming Aaron Rodgers is out for the season. Not assuming, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, Arizona versus the Giants. I have Arizona. I think this Giants team's looked horrible so far.
Buns.
So they're just going to lose to the worst team in the league casually, and it's going to be a wake-up call for them. Dallas versus the Jets. J-E-T-S. I've got the Cowboys winning this one. it's not going to be close either. They're going to destroy them. It's probably going to be worse than the Giants game, if we're being real. Washington versus Denver. I've got Denver. I think Denver's got this one in the bag. Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
the Miami Dolphins versus the New England Patriots. I've got the Patriots with a bounce back this week. I think that defense moves me. Mm-hmm. And Miami's offensive line, not so good. And if Tua hits his head on the ground, it's going to be mush because that guy's brain is spaghetti at this point. New Orleans versus the Panthers. I've got the Saints.
Nolens.
Panthers. Yeah. And Pittsburgh versus Cleveland, I've got Pittsburgh. Simply because I don't want to see Cleveland succeed because their quarterback is a rapist.
Jesus.
That's it. That's the pick-ems.
All right. All right, real quick, Matt. Let's go over my football fantasy.
Your football fantasy.
Would you change up? What are your thoughts? What's last week we lost.
We did.
Unfortunately, pretty bad, but I think there were players on the team that underperformed.
There definitely were.
So
we're hoping that they don't underperform this week.
Yes.
For one, all in all, I still think that the draft that I had was solid. And I do think that there's some room for improvement on the roster. I think maybe maybe week in and week out, like changing starters, I think will have to come. I'm hoping Hayden Hurst has another good week. That's the tight end for the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. I think that
honestly, I'm looking at this lineup and I'm like, all right, this team looks pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I mean you don't know enough about it, but we're projected to win by 0.83 point or 0.23 points, if that means anything to you.
Yeah.
But looking at this guy's team, he's got some potential underperformers too, if we're being mm-hmm. honest. So
yeah,
we're just gonna hope that that's the case again. He's got a couple of dudes who are questionable as well. So
I likely out, but MGay in.
MGay in. I likely out. MGay's always gonna be in until we have to. until we have to get another kicker because he's on bye week.
Yeah. Let's see. What about what's his name? Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
What do you think of his performance?
He was really good against who'd they play? Who the fuck? It was against the Texans, and the Texans are widely regarded as one of the worst teams in the league. Now last week,
okay.
Zay Flowers kind of exploded. He had like 9 catches for 87 yards. He had like 15 points, I think, fantasy wise. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I think it was like, I think 17. It ended up being like 19 or something.
Yeah,
it was huge.
Like 17. I don't know if I would take that chance against when Baltimore plays against Cincinnati. I feel like defenses always play better in like rivalry games or divisional games, and that's a divisional game. And it's also an away game. But I'd like to see him keep rolling. I want to see one more good week like that before I'm like, okay, he's in the lineup.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then again, Terry McLaurin, he'd be the person that we'd flex out for Zay Flowers. I could absolutely mm-hmm. see us doing that last minute this week.
Yeah.
It may have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I've got on the football fantasy. Danny's football
fantasy. What do you
think,
Matt? You think we come away with the win here?
Yeah. I've got us beating, what's this guy's name? Hang on, let me.
Schwartz Swag Team.
Yeah, I've got us beating Schwartz Swag Team by 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you change the team name.
I had to, yeah, per the bet so.
What's that picture? Is that you?
No, that's one of my coworkers. Oh. That's Dave.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so that's what I had to change it to. But after this week, I'm going back to, my old profile pick.
Oh, yeah.
MGay.
I likely MGay. We set that one up with the team because we have Isaiah Likely and Matt Gay on the team.
Uh-huh.
So
that shit.
It's the best fantasy football name you could have, I think.
Literally. I don't know. Yours comes close.
Yeah, true. There's some solid mm-hmm. ones out there for sure.
There's some heaters, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm feeling a lot better than last week. Last week felt kind of fucked.
Yeah.
As Saturday went on, more and more fucked.
You mean Sunday?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was rough watching. I mean, I've got like 16 different fucking leagues I'm managing right now. Admittedly, I'm paying more attention to the ones that have money in them.
Big.
But
it is
very frustrating to get like multiple updates, and it's always like questionable. Like players listed as questionable or like,
those are the Q guys, right?
Yeah, that's the Q, and the O stands for out. In case you didn't know.
Yeah. Dang, this guy's got a lot of cues, unless he hasn't looked at his team yet. So.
He's got a lot of cues in the starting position right now, but he'll probably switch it up.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hopefully not start the fantasy season
0-2. Yeah, I mean, like I said,
defeated.
I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I started 0-6 last year in the big
league. Oh, maybe you did.
I was in,
yeah, maybe you did.
And I won it. So it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you did.
Which
maybe you did.
We'll get there. Whether it's through waiver pickups, whatever it may be, we're gonna win this fucking league.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's part of Danny's football fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Danny,
it's my football fantasy.
Yeah. What's your League of Legends fantasy?
Wow.
Is it perhaps a G2 Fnatic rematch in the grand final?
Always is.
Wow. What a segue. Let's talk about how that happened. For the billionth time.
Who saw this coming?
Me.
Everybody.
I would assume probably most people who pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Did you watch Fnatic versus Mad? Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
I don't think I did watch Fnatic versus Mad.
I
know it went 5 games though.
I'll be brief.
Mm-hmm.
this whole series I was watching, I couldn't help but think that every time that Mad Lions had something good go their way, it was purely a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that that's entirely true. I think some of their drafts were better than others. El Yoyo was kind of sprinting it the entire series. Even in their wins, he didn't look too hot, in my opinion. But I think this team really finds its footing, Mad Lions being that team. When Niski gets kind of to roam with their jungler a lot more and actually have an impact on the map with him. And he was on the Azir in the first game that they won, which was game 3. And he was kind of just following El Yoyo around, and that meant a lot of good things for them in the early game. In the late game, Karzy got a pentakill on Kalista. This dude was kind of carrying. Then game 4, which Mad Lions also win, Niski is on the Azir once again, and El Yoyo is on kind of a random kind of out there pick, the Belveth. And it was more of the same. It was kind of just Niski roaming and following his jungle around making plays. But when they don't, and Karzy was also on the Kalista again, which I think is a huge, huge factor for them. But outside of that, when Mad Lions doesn't get to execute this game plan, they look very lost at times, especially Hilly. I mean, I don't think I could count on one hand. It would take all of my fingers to count how many times this guy got caught out in the series. it would take more than all of my fingers. It would take your fingers. And even then, your fingers plus my fingers, all 20 of them, may not be enough fingers.
We got toes.
If I used my fingers and my toes, and then your fingers, that would probably be enough.
And then my toes.
We don't need your toes. Probably.
Please?
I mean, yeah, we could use your toes. We'll use your toes.
Nice.
But it, he just I.
Oh man, I'm streaming the football.
This guy's a sprinter. Yeah, I'm worried that I'm gonna click on it and it's gonna play some audio.
No, audio's muted.
Okay, big. I'm gonna mute.
Wait, it will play audio. Never
okay.
mind.
It's okay. I muted.
Okay, it won't. It won't now.
No, we're good. I muted it. Anyways, this Mad Lions team I feel like every time they won, it was because they would like randomly win a fight just out of nowhere in the middle of the game, and it would just go well. From there. But I do think that Niski actually looked pretty solid when he was on like the Azir. He even had a game where he was on Jace where the rest of his team fell behind, but he was looking pretty good. So I came away from this with a different opinion on Niski, but kind of the same overall opinion on Mad Lions. Like, how do they keep getting in these positions? But yeah, no shock to me that Fnatic wound up winning this series.
Yeah.
That sets up Gamers 2 versus Fnatic.
Here we fucking go. This series was
Yeah, I was not moved by this series in whatsoever. Anyway.
I wasn't either. I think game 3 was probably the best game.
Yeah.
And the other 3 games were just absolute stomps by G2.
Yeah.
It was kind of freaking nuts how stomped they got.
Yeah, this Fnatic team looked, I thought they looked pretty good in their wins against Mad Lions, and their losses, they looked a little bit less coherent as a unit. And that could be because, you know, Wonder subbing in for Oskarin. I wouldn't say that Wonder played bad. I would say his biggest issue this go around in the playoffs was probably champ pool, because he was kind of just on like Ornn / Renekton the entire time. I don't know if he played Kaisante at all. Looking back at my notes. So, I mean, I would say that's probably like the biggest issue was dude was actually just limited to 2 champions the entire time he was playing. But, you know, I thought he performed well on those 2 champions, and clearly Fnatic did too. they had him on Sion once. Never mind.
Yeah.
I think they lost that game.
Yeah, No,
they won that
game. I don't know. I think for the most part, Wonder's usually solid.
Yeah.
But you know, with him not playing in, probably playing WoW instead.
Right. Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah. He, you know, probably not with the meta and stuff. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say his champ pool. Like, if he was actually playing, I would assume he'd probably be able to play Kaisante. But the fact that he didn't pick it, I don't think at all during this playoff run. I think that means that he more than likely doesn't know how to play the Kaisante at that level. And if he did, I think it could have opened their draft up a bit more. Because it felt like there was heavy priority on Ornn and Renekton. Like, when Renekton would get banned, they were like, we have to get Ornn. And it did happen that way a couple of times, especially against G2, I think.
Yeah.
And that's not a good look, in my opinion. Mm-mm. But, you know, if Oscarion was in, it might have looked different, but I still think that it probably would have been the same fate. I think that there's no way G2 was losing to any team in this final.
Yeah, I really didn't think so. It seemed like, you know, they were kind of fucking killing it.
they've been playing pretty insane over the course of the last split, specifically, I would say. Pretty much all year, but, you know, they didn't win the final in the spring. Was it spring? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But I think MAD, you know, I don't know why I'm talking about MAD. I think Fnatic had a decent showing in the one game that they won, but outside of that, it was not pretty.
Yeah, I feel like they go to Worlds and they kind of get smoked, so.
Yeah. I think, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. G2, on the other hand, I want to have high hopes for them, but not going to be easy.
Yeah, I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic because I do think that EU as a whole was worse this year in total than it has been in past years. And I do think that that made G2 look that good. But I don't think that this team is on the level of G2 2019.
Yeah.
Or 2018, even, for that matter. So we'll see. I hope I'm wrong because I would like to see this team perform well on the international stage.
I would too. All right. So, real quick. So we have all the teams now that have qualified for Worlds.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, besides the you know, the Rift Rivals thing. All right. You want me to post a graphic so you can see them?
God, yes.
I want you to. I want you to right now. Oh, hold up,
I don't
want to
pick them. We're not doing that right now. No way.
No. I want you to say who's going to win. I want
win Worlds?
One team. Yep, win it. And then I'm going to say who I think is going to win.
Why do I have to go first? Just because you said so?
Hold up.
What if I just sit here in silence until you say it?
Okay. All right, I'll say it.
All right.
All right.
It's a tough one. So, hang on. I guess quick question. The winner of BDS versus Golden Guardians, do they make it to this play-in stage? Is that how this works?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'd be the 4 seed.
I see.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, I think I'm going to go JDG.
Yeah, I feel like that's the easy pick. I am probably thinking... I'm leaning that way as well, for sure. But I feel like picking a weird one. So this is not going to be... I may change this after, you know, seeing groups. But for now, I'm going to go with... Let's just go with an oddball one. I'm going to go with Cloud9. I foresee... it's either... If I'm being realistic... I think the top three teams are Gen G, T1, and JDG. But if I'm picking one, just what my gut's telling me, it's going to be a weird team this year. Last year was weird, and I think we're going to stay crazy. So it's going to be like, it's going to be a Western team this year. I'm just going with it.
I would love that.
So let's go with NRG or Cloud9. One of those two. I'll just go with Cloud9 because I said already.
Okay. Matt, you're going C9.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of C9.
Oh no. dead. I take back the pick.
No, it was what was it? Amenez, I think.
Amenez.
He was like dead. Saying some shit in like solo queue or something, and I think so.
Oh,
I think
no.
Possibly.
He's a solo queue degen.
Let me see, where are they? C9 League of Legends. We are aware of the current situation regarding our players' behavior in game. We are addressing the matter internally. Bada bing, bada boom.
Wow.
Time to rebrand to L9. That's kind of silly.
Huh.
All right, that was it.
So, how do you know it's M&S?
I saw a post of Yeah, I saw a post and he was like saying some shit. I didn't look very hard, but you know.
That picture is pretty funny. So, okay. So
this one?
Yeah. It's M&S, right?
Well, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot I was streaming.
Yeah, I'm curious to see who it is. I don't think we'll ever probably find out for sure, but...
No, it was M&S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay. 100%. I mean, good for him. I don't know. Like, League of Legends, I think, brings out the worst in most people.
Me, for sure.
You, for sure. I mean, you're just a bad person overall, normally, right? But then you get on League, it's like, whoa, this guy's an asshole.
About that.
A real fucking dick.
A real fucking piece of shit.
Just a big old piece of poop. Anyways, it doesn't surprise me that a pro player would flame someone. Yeah. Was it in Korea?
Yes.
Okay. Even more funny.
Yeah, there's... you remember that whole big hubbub about... I don't know. There's like a bunch of streamers that went, and then they like
they got they banned. All... They all got banned or IP banned or whatever because TF played.
Yeah. Like,
cause
they were all just like talking shit or something, and then
I heard it was only TF played, but I could be wrong. I think they were.
It might have been just him.
They were all staying in like a hotel, and
it was all the Riot accounts got.
They IP banned. I thought it was everyone that didn't have a Riot account got banned because they got IP banned.
I thought it was both, so I'm not. I saw both. So.
I could be wrong. Either way,
we'll see.
It doesn't surprise me. We've got some shitters over here in NA. That's for sure.
We sure fucking
but
do. I'll tell you what.
They're fucking toxic on the Korean server too, for sure.
I've
unavoidable.
Heard that too.
League of Legends in general is toxic.
Must be stopped.
It can't be.
That's a good pass.
Period. Wow, that's a great pass. What a pass.
Kill him.
From Kirk Cousins. You like that, Dan?
Who do I have winning?
You have the Vikings.
I do like that. I don't even know who the fuck I got.
So yeah, I guess we can talk a little bit about this like play-in stage if you want to. I mean, I guess we don't really have to. I don't really care about
I just saw the schedule. I don't really think that we need to talk about it until, you know, we have the fucking matchups. Yeah. Speaking of it, when the fuck is Pick'ems?
Pick'ems, I wonder if they'll come out after the qualifying game, the world's qualifying series.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I'd love to have a Pick'ems on that.
You already picked them. You already picked BDS. It's over. You've picked them. And I picked
I mean, like, you know, to get like, you know,
in the
low esports pick 'em. Yeah,
I'm sure they won't blindside us and release the pick 'ems 5 minutes before it. You know,
they might. You know,
probably have some time. I like our chances of having some time.
But now we have like, we have three full weeks of no league.
Three full weeks of no. What the fuck are we gonna talk about?
We're
about to become a football fantasy podcast.
We sure are.
we'll have to find a really, really compelling movie to watch that we can discuss.
Oh yeah, we should do that
in the next week. We should definitely do that. But I guess it's gonna be a dry week and a half, 2 weeks without any form of update. But the good news is that means that the world's qualifying thing at least has a date. It's October 9th.
True.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
We love that.
I'll take that. I'll take it.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay, God.
I'm just saying. You're like, I'll take it. I'm going to take it too.
Oh, World Qualifying Series. Oh, no, it's October 8th.
I've been missing. Maybe it's like October
You're garbage.
9th. Maybe it's October 9th over there, bro. They're in Korea, right?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I got your ass, bro. You fucking stupid Western bitch. You're not cultured like I am, brother.
I guess not.
You just don't understand stuff like me.
I don't understand.
So I guess
we could, fumble.
Oh, I'm not watching the game. Nope. We could finally go over the we had a top four, I believe, from every region. I don't know if you remember that. I have it saved.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hit it.
I guess I don't know how we determined we were going about this for sure, but I think we just said it was going to be the four teams left through the playoffs, I believe. Do you remember? Or four teams left, like, in the playoffs? I don't think we decided these were the four teams going to Worlds. I can't remember, though.
I don't remember. They don't even have, like, the seeding or anything on here, so it's kind of tough.
They don't have the seeding, but I remembered specifically saying, or at least in my mind, it was always, like, these are the four teams we think are going. Or not yeah. going. The four teams we think are going to be in, I guess, the, quote, top four of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's what I am going with. Mine are horribly wrong for the most part.
Yeah.
But I've got one of them, I think, right technically if it was just the four teams remaining in the region, playoff wise. So I'm gonna go over my LCS ones real quick.
Okay.
I had Cloud9, EG, FlyQuest, and Team Liquid. So I got two out of the four correct. Well, who did you have?
Where did I put that at?
I don't know. I didn't save yours.
Hold up.
I have a note for or like a folder for all the losers queue stuff. That's where the football fantasy one's going. Go ahead.
I got it.
I'm holding.
I had C9.
Yeah.
FlyQuest.
Okay.
Team Liquid.
Okay.
Golden Guardians.
Okay.
There's a chance.
That was three out of four.
Yeah. Do we say that?
They were in the final four.
That was top four. Yep, that was top four. Yep.
Yeah, because I have it in here. I just realized I read my note. It says the top four. Period. So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you had three out of four. Not bad. That's good.
Bug.
I'm gonna hit my LEC one real quick. Mine's horrible. but also their playoffs went on for 6 years. So
true.
My picks were G2. Nice. Mad. Nice. Team nice. Heretics, not nice. And then
not
the
nice.
Worst one, wait till you hear this, Astralis.
Oh, no, I remember.
I don't even see
that.
Astralis on this page for the fucking regional final thing that went on for like a month and a half.
Yep.
Astralis has been out of it since I was like 13. I'm 27.
Uh-huh.
Who did you have, Dan?
I had G2.
Wow.
Mad.
Wow.
Koi. And Team Heretics. So,
okay. You know what?
Mine wasn't as ludicrous as yours, but you know.
Yeah, true. Actually, I don't see Koi on this page either, so we both fucking we both whiffed, if we're being
true.
Real. overall, pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
LPL.
LPL.
I can't see the region final four, but I do remember seeing it originally, and I was right.
well, look at the thing, the graphic I sent you, because that has all the teams on there.
Yeah, but that's they're not, all like they do the regional final to qualify their last two teams.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's not technically their regional final four. I did have it right. I don't remember the position of everyone, but it was JDG, BLG, Top Esports, and LNG. I believe Top Esports.
I had the same.
Okay, so
but not in that order. I had JDG, Top Esports, BLG, LNG.
That wasn't the order. Mine wasn't the order, but it was close. So the final, I guess, in correct order would be JDG, LNG, BLG, Top Esports.
Mm-hmm.
But in no particular order, that was it. LCK, let me see if I can find theirs. They probably just have the regional final as well. Yep. I had. I had Gen G, T1, D plus Kia, and HLE. And it wound up being, I believe it was Gen G, T1, KT, HLE?
No. It was D plus, Gen G, KT, Rollster, and T1.
Okay.
So I had T1.
Yeah.
Gen G.
Yeah.
D plus.
Okay.
Kia.
Yeah.
KT Rollster, baby.
Nice.
Easy.
He's crazy. We both got one completely right. And then I got one three out of four. You got one 3 out of 4. We both whiffed pretty hard on LEC. You know, this was a wash. All in all, actually, that's what I'm seeing. Handshake. We're
crazy.
Man. We're nuts.
Yeah.
Analytical fist geniuses. Bump. Yeah, dap me up. There it was.
I don't know if you could hear that. But
I don't think you could hear mine. I could hear yours.
I could hear yours.
You could hear
it? Oh, big. Yeah, it was very quiet, but I got it.
Did you hear that one? Was that one a bit louder? I kind of hit it.
No, that one was quiet.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't wait till we do actual predictions for the worlds itself.
Yeah. Once Pick'ems come by, then, you know, we'll have to do our yearly bet, Matt.
The skin bet?
Yeah.
Who won that last year?
You did.
Did I even get a skin?
I don't know. I thought you were deciding, and then
maybe
I don't know.
Decided.
Maybe you'll have to see. Yeah, let's.
Yeah, I think there's a
way
to check.
You should actually double check.
I'll look. I'll cash in soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for the yearly skin bet always.
Mm-hmm. Big.
Big.
I think that's it.
We got a top five that we could make up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's go with the top five worst teams at Worlds.
Okay.
I think that one's pretty easy. We've got this picture right in front of us.
We do.
So I guess this will be sort of a bottom five, so to speak.
Yeah. Not the top.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and start this off. I guess number five would be the team I think will finish not as bad as the other five I'm gonna pick.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So I'm gonna go with whatever. Man, there's a lot of shitty teams here. What is this? 8 teams here that I can just pick from? One of these teams will surely finish better than North America. That does not. It won't catch me off guard either.
I think I know the team that will too. I think.
I'm gonna go with Gigabyte Marines.
Yeah.
As my number five.
All right, I'm gonna go. What's the little triangle? Is that LLA? L or LLL?
Yeah, that's loud.
Yeah, I want to go with them.
Okay. Okay. As your number five. Okay. So my number four, I'm gonna go with DFM.
This team
moves me. I like DFM, and DFM will do all right. That's all.
So wait a second. What is this?
So this is the five worst teams, but like, so number one would be what we think is gonna be the worst team.
Okay.
And I think I'm kind of just ranking these. Oh, wait, no, I'm doing this wrong then.
Yeah, I thought you were.
Yeah, okay. No, you're right. Okay, I've still got, I think I've still got GAM. I think they're still, you know, they're going to be one of the five worst teams. I'm going with that. Locked in.
Okay. All right. So then you're number
loud?
Four. Yes.
Yeah, okay. My number four, it's Movie Star 7. Movie Star R7. The movie star riders, I think. I don't know who these people are. Holy shit, look at the neck. Oh my god.
Holy shit, wait. I can't run back. I can't run it back.
Click on Movie Star R7. You have to.
Wait, why?
This guy, look at this guy's name. His name is Bong, okay?
I'm Lowell Esports?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just looking at the graphics. Here, give me a sec.
His neck is huge, bro. It's huge. It is. I wish I could describe this to the viewer.
I can't click on it. Why can't I click on it?
Do you want me to just stream it?
No. What region are they from?
Go to the Worlds thing. It's in there.
In where? Oh, here.
In Lowell Esports.
Oh, got there.
Okay. Then find Movie Star R7. You're seeing this, right? It looks fake.
Dude, what does he look like? He looks like, fuck. I think there's like, it might be Shark Boy and Lava Girl, and one of the guys is like a shark, and he kind of looks like that with no fucking neck.
This looks edited. It looks like it stretched a normal human being's neck. It's crazy. Anyways.
Dude, they got the CEO on their team.
Yep. And they've got Pointless.
And they've got Bong.
This dude's. God. I can't wait to see a stage game with this guy. Yeah, anyways.
Show me him IRL.
Movie Star R7 is the fourth, not worst, but fourth closest to the bottom team, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Mine is Gigabyte Marines.
Okay. Yeah, they
didn't move me last year.
Yeah, I was gonna say they didn't look great last year except for that one game where they won to knock Top Esports out of the tournament. That was the only game they played well.
True.
Actually, was that yeah, that was them, right?
It might have been Flying Oysters. I don't remember.
I could be wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Hang on, it was last year.
Let me look at who this Gigabyte Marines team has. Levi, it was this team.
Mm-hmm.
That is 100% confirmed by the old brain just now. Source, trust me. My number three, the CTBC Flying Oyster. They looked horrible last year. And I don't think that they're going to look better this year. They might be one of the worst teams at the tournament. We'll find out. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I believe they beat out the Fongvu Buffaloes to make it here.
So Bufflers.
That's got to mean something.
Yeah. My that was your third, right?
Yeah, that was my number three.
My third is also the Bufflers.
Okay. Number two.
Or not the Bufflers, sorry, the Oysters.
The Oysters, yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, it's Loud.
Loud!
Okay. You really were that.
Loud.
You were loud.
Loud.
Yeah, this team doesn't move me. They're gonna be a bottom two team, and that it won't be close for me. Who's your number two, Dan?
My number two is DFM. I had high hopes for them, but the past 2 years they've let me down. So now they're nothing to me.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think we're both gonna have the same number one. Where the fuck did this team come from? Team Wales. They're the VCS. Who are these people?
Yeah.
I don't know this team at all. It's Team Wales. This team is bottom one.
Uh-huh, bottom one.
I could be wrong.
I'm going to say bottom one also.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. You know, they've got Beange. I've seen this guy before.
Beange.
He's one of the teams.
Mm-hmm. Of all time.
He's one of the players.
He's one of the players of all time.
Also, CTBC is not from Vietnam. I was wrong. They are Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan. So
yeah.
I guess. Is that just like OS? OS got combined with that, right?
Yeah.
Right? So there's no OS team this year? It's just.
Well, they had like a. So whoever was like the winner in that played like another qualifier against like. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that got really confusing. I don't know who's from where. I don't know who any of these people are even.
Yeah. They usually say it once, you know. Once, but
if the Guardian / BDS don't make it out of the play-ins, it's gonna be pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, in message boards talking about message boards, talking about either of these teams, honestly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, which of these teams do you think is most likely to have a DRX-esque run?
KT Realster.
Oh, no. Not those teams. Oh. I'm talking about the bottom five that we just presented.
I want to say DFM, but I want to say Loud.
Okay, yeah, I'm going with... I guess I didn't have DFM in mind, but if I had to pick one of these like play-in teams, it'd be DFM.
Mm-hmm.
They could just flip a switch one time, and maybe they just play like gods. Probably not going to happen. Anyways, that was the top five. Dan, any last words?
What team do you think is going to beat NA? Not of these, but like of the minor region teams.
Most of them.
Really?
No, I don't know. I think NA's biggest threat in groups is probably PSG or DFM.
Yeah, but, I would say. I'd say PSG more than DFM.
Absolutely. There's no, mm-hmm. I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
PSG kind of always comes to play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jungia, this was, I believe he was a former EDG jungler?
Yeah.
This dude's Chinese. He moves me. yeah. I think they're probably one of the best teams in the play-ins overall. Mm-hmm. So they probably, how many teams make it out of play-ins? Is it two?
I'd have to see the bracket thing.
Yeah, I don't actually think that there is.
Let me see. standings.
Yeah, it's only two. Playing knockouts. It's two teams.
Yeah, it looks like two.
All right. Well, any last words, Dan? Make them count.
Go my fantasy team.
Let's go Big D's Lovers or something like that, whatever it got changed to. Yeah, that was Danny's last words. This was Loser's Q. That's Dan. I'm Matt. We will talk
I'm Matt.
To you. That was supposed to be it, man. You said more words. Can we restart the whole thing just to just
sure,
to
get yeah. That? Okay. Let's go.
Welcome back to
and
Loser's
we're back.
Q. I'm Matt. That's Dan.
I'm Matt.
Oh, my God. We're just going to end it here. I can't stand you.